At 9 a.m. here in the Russian capital. There are increased hopes for greater international cooperation in Syria. It follows Iran allowing Russia to use one of its air bases to conduct anti-ISIL strikes, and China now saying it'll offer military assistance to the Syrian government. RT's Guyane Chichikan got reaction from the U.S. State Department.
Iran and Russia say they have a strategic cooperation in Syria. For the first time, Russian jets flew out of an Iranian airbase to target ISIL and al-Nusra in Syria. U.S. State Department's Mark Toner called it unfortunate.
It's unfortunate, but not surprising or unexpected. Russia continuing to carry out airstrikes, and now it appears with Iran's direct assistance.
He said it was unfortunate that Russia flew out of the Iranian airbase. Russian authorities said that the strikes had eliminated five major terrorist weapons depots and training compounds in the area. Do you have information to refute that? If no, do you think it is unfortunate that they're targeting terrorist depots and weapons depots and training facilities?
Sure. What we continually find is, indeed, there are among the airstrikes what we would consider legitimate strikes against Nusra, against Daesh, ISIL. But we also continue to see strikes that target moderate Syrian opposition forces.
The U.S. may think Russia's cooperation with Iran in Syria is unfortunate, but we're now learning that China is seeking closer military ties with Syria. A senior Chinese military official just visited Damascus, where he met with the Syrian defense minister, sought to strengthen military ties, and according to Chinese news agency Xinhua, pledged assistance in training Syrian forces.
What are your thoughts about China's support for the Syrian government?
I can't speak to what their intentions may or may not be in terms of working cooperatively with us.
I had a question about the Indian minister visiting Syria. And the minister is meeting the president and is also supporting, like, you know. And now you have the reports of China supporting. Now Russia, now Iran. So there is a coalition that is supporting the Syrian regime. So do we still stand on that point that Assad has to go?
Look, I mean, I don't want to give any kind of credence or to your question saying that there's some kind of pro-Assad coalition forming.
They may not be pro-Assad, but to go after terrorists in Syria, Russia, Iran, and China support the Syrian army.